Welcome to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. The scripture says in Psalm 19, verse 4, "Their voice goes out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world." It's Samantha's desire to fulfill this scripture, encircling the earth with modern-day psalms and God-honoring music. Samantha Landy is the author of 12 books, recipient of 2 Angel Awards from Excellence in Media, and Distinguished Woman of the Year from Northwood University, businesswoman, columnist, life coach, and international conference speaker. This program will make a positive difference in your everyday life as you listen to Samantha Landy. It's a privilege to bring the message of God-centered hope to you. And now, here's Samantha.
Welcome. Well, I've thought a lot about my theme for today's program. It's one I haven't talked about much. I guess it's because I really don't like to think about it. It's waiting. Yes, waiting. I think we all probably wait a lot more than we realize, but some of us are better at waiting than others. I think the whole world is waiting for the restrictions to lift from the COVID-19 virus, and that would mean that it's diminishing in its attack on the helpless. And thankfully, some restrictions are already lifting. However, sometimes waiting is fun. I remember waiting to go fishing with my dad, waiting for Grandpa to teach me how to drive the car, waiting to go on vacation, waiting to hear from you, my listeners. Of course, as an adult like you, I've had to wait a lot, sometimes not too willingly. But I'm learning to live while waiting with expectancy. I try to get up each day knowing that this could be the day things will turn around and I don't have to wait anymore. Even now in our state, we've had some parks, golf courses, and hiking trails opened. Yes, what we're waiting for, what we believe for, what we longed for has arrived. Well, there's a wonderful scripture in Psalm 62, 5 and 6, where King David wrote, "For God alone my soul waits in silence, for my hope is in Him. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress, where I will not be shaken." Yes, it's learning to wait with hope. And then God does what He does best. He shows us His love and care, proving once again that we can trust Him. And like King David said, God is our rock, God is our salvation, and God is our fortress, where we will not be shaken. Oh, isn't that a wonderful promise while waiting? Let's keep our hope in Him. And as we think about waiting with expectancy in God, there's a song that reminds us who God is. It says, "There is none like you, a God worthy of our trust." So now here are the Integrity Singers, and the song is, "There is none like you."
There is none like you. My heart like you do, and I could search for all eternity long and find there is none like you. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do, and I could search for all eternity long and find there is none like you.
Thank you.
there is none like you, O God. Truly, He is a God who is worthy of our trust. Today, I'm talking about waiting on this program. And I was so surprised. King David wrote a lot about waiting. In fact, 28 times just in the book of Psalms. Just like us, he had to learn to wait too. Well, then I checked, and the words wait, waited, or waiting are mentioned 202 times in the Bible. So I guess it shouldn't surprise us that sometimes we have to wait for our miracle, for our solution from God also. I think one of the verses I've had to depend on quite often in my life is found in Psalm 27, verse 14, where King David wrote, "Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and He shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord." I guess David made it pretty clear, didn't he? Wait on the Lord and be of good courage. You know, waiting is often one of the hardest things we have to do. It may seem that our needs will never be met and our burdens never lifted. But the Bible teaches us to expectantly wait on the Lord. It also says we are not to be afraid or worried. Rather, we are to be of good courage. And as we look to God, the Bible also promises us that He will strengthen us. So today, it may seem that God's not hearing your prayers or that your problems will never be over. Or it may seem that when one thing gets handled, something else comes along and throws you in a tailspin. Just don't give up or be discouraged. Keep your faith in God. Commit your needs to Him. Trust Him. And as you wait on Him, He will provide your needs. And I can testify from my own life that God will bring you through it. Well, there's a wonderful song I sing in my mind when I need to remember that it is Jesus who wants to help me with my waiting time. Some of the words are, give them all to Jesus. Shattered dreams, wounded hearts, broken toys. Give them all, and He will turn your sorrow into joy. And now, here's Evie Carlson singing for you, Give Them All to Jesus.
Are you tired of chasing pretty rainbows? Are you tired of spinning round and round? Wrap up all the shattered dreams of your life at the feet of Jesus, lay them down. Give them all, give them all, give them all, give them all to Jesus. Shattered dreams, wounded hearts, broken toys.
Just give them all to Jesus.
Give them all,
give them all,
give them all,
give them all to Jesus.
Said you'd only see sunshine.
Sunshine.
Oh, yes, give all of your shattered dreams. Give your life to Jesus, and He will give you His joy, even while waiting, which is my subject for this program. I'm Samantha Landy, and you are listening to the Psalms of Hope program. Now, while I'm normally a pretty patient person, sometimes waiting is hard, isn't it? I remember once when I was visiting my grandchildren in Montana, and the airline flights were all delayed because of the fog. So I thought, I'll just call my travel agent and he'll come up with Plan B. But there was no Plan B or Plan C or whatever. He said I'd just have to wait for the fog to lift. Well, there's a wonderful scripture in the little book of Micah in the Old Testament. In chapter 7, verse 7, Micah writes, "Therefore I will look to the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me." And in the footnotes, it says that the correct way to wait for the Lord to help us is to wait with hope, with expectation, knowing that the Lord is steadfast in His promises. Yes, the Bible also says that He will never leave us or forsake us. That's a promise He will keep if we ask Him to be with us. Probably every emotion that we can imagine has been experienced by people who are waiting. I wonder, what does God feel like while waiting for us to come to Him? That's something to think about, isn't it? Well, there's a wonderful song that says, "There's just something about that name." And here is the praise and worship group.
Jesus, 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 there's just something.
Yes, there is power in the name of Jesus, and He will help us as we wait for the solution to our problem, whatever it is. A few years ago, I was in the Denver airport waiting to go home. Due to a storm, I'd missed my connecting flight, and the next flight out of Denver would not be for 5.5 hours. How would I use the 5.5 hours of free time? Maybe wandering the halls, frustrated like most people? Suddenly, I decided to find a quiet corner, take out my computer, and work on writing my book. I think I heard some deep chuckles going on up in the recesses of heaven as I realized that I had been wishing for some extended time for writing. Usually all I have is an hour here or there to write. I couldn't remember the last time that I had 5.5 hours just to write. I wonder, how many times have we been forced into a time of waiting, and yet it turned out for our good? Waiting for a miracle, waiting for life to return to normal, waiting for relationships to get better. Waiting, waiting. How will we handle our waiting? It reminds me of Psalm 130, verses 5 and 6, where David writes, "I wait for the Lord. My soul waits, and in His word do I hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than those who watch for the morning." Oh, we may not like waiting. We want action. We want progress. But God says waiting can be good, because that's when we have an opportunity to once again learn to trust Him. I found that if I remember to wait on the Lord, as the scripture says, rather than waiting on my circumstances, it's easier to be patient. Waiting on the Lord reminds me that something is going on. Well, I recently heard a new song I want to play for you now, and the title says it all. Jesus Loves You. I hope this song I've come to love will be a blessing to you too. Here's Sherry and Jeff Easter singing for you, Jesus Loves You.
When you feel forgotten, when you feel you're all alone, when you feel like giving up, when you feel discouraged and everything's uncertain, when you feel you're just not good enough, when it's slipping through your hands and you've done all you can and there's still so much more to do, it's easy to forget in times like this. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. And He cares about everything you're going through. Your name is engraved on the palm of His hand. That's a promise you can hold on to. It's easy to forget in times like this. Jesus loves you. When the funeral is over, the casseroles are gone, you're about as broken as can be. When the sun ain't shining, the nights are just too long, and the weight of it all drives you to your knees. I've been where you are, when God just seemed so far. And I needed to be reminded too. It's easy to forget in times like this. Jesus loves you.
Jesus loves you.
Jesus loves you.
Yes, He loves you.
And He cares about everything you're going through. That your name is engraved on the
Oh yes, Jesus does love you. And it doesn't matter where you live or what's happened to you or what you've done. Just know this, Jesus loves you. Well, there's a verse in Isaiah 60, verse 1 that says, "Arise, shine, for the glory of the Lord is upon you." Well, this promise comes to you from over 4,000 years ago, and it comes to you today. I believe no matter what your age or what's happened in your past, I believe that as you live in an attitude of anticipation while you are waiting, that God will shine His glory upon you. God will bring you into places you've never been. You'll meet people you could never imagine who will be part of God's blessing in your life. And you'll be able to accomplish what God has placed in your heart. Well, in the book of Ephesians, chapter 3, verse 20, God says that He will do exceedingly abundantly above and beyond all that you could ask, think, or imagine. Now, like me, I imagine you're pretty good at imagining some marvelous things that you want, even hidden dreams that you've put away. But God says to you, I will do more than that in your life. Now, I have no doubt that some of you listening are saying to your mind right now, Samantha, why would God do that? I'm just an ordinary person. Why would God bless you abundantly, exceedingly, above all that you could ask or imagine? Well, it's not because of who you are, but it's because of who God is. So, I want to tell you again, because God loves you, He wants to bless you. I think you'll be surprised at how much it will change your life when you move from just waiting with frustration to waiting with anticipation, waiting to receive God's blessings. And let me read again the verse that I read at the beginning of this program where King David wrote, "For God alone my soul waits in silence, for my hope is in Him. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress where I will not be shaken." Yes, no matter what's happening in our world, He is our rock and our fortress, and we do not need to be shaken or frustrated. Well, dear friends, our time together is over, and if I've been an encouragement, will you write or email me today? And in this time when donations are down, will you step up and send a tax-deductible gift to keep Psalms of Hope on your station? And when you do, ask for my book, Reflections, and I'll send it to you, no matter what size your gift. Well, this is Samantha Landy, and it's my prayer that you will put your hope in God while you wait.
Thank you for listening to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. We invite your prayer requests, thoughts, and ideas. Email us at our website, SamanthaLandy.com. That's Samantha, LANDY.com. Your gifts will help take Psalms of Hope to an ever-increasing audience around the world who need to hear a message of hope. If you wish to write, you may do so at Post Office Box 911, 701, St. George, Utah, 84791, USA. To connect with Samantha and read her inspirational blog, find her on Facebook.com/ The Samantha Landy. That's Facebook.com/ The Samantha Landy. Please like her page and share it with others. We pray that God, the source of our faith, will give you love, joy, peace and hope as you trust in Him.